Next month, the state of Connecticut could become the first northeastern state to execute a criminal since the 1960s. Michael Ross killed 8 young women, and he says he does not want any more appeals. But yesterday, a state judge ordered that he have a psychiatric evaluation. Av Harris reports from member station WNPR in Hartford.
For the families of Michael Ross's 8 victims, yesterday's events in court were the same story that's been repeated over the last 2 decades. More appeals, hearings, and court arguments, but never any final closure on the deaths of their daughters. Edwin Shelley's 14-year-old daughter Leslie and a friend were raped and strangled by Michael Ross on Easter Sunday in 1984. Shelley spoke to reporters outside the New London Superior Courthouse.
The agony is basically the up and down. People say that time heals all wounds. That wound is still as open today as it was then. You can live with it, you can adjust to it, but when it's brought up, it hurts like hell.
Shelley says he can't get on with his life until Michael Ross is executed. Ross had appealed his death sentence in the 1980s and 90s, arguing that he suffered from the mental illness of sexual sadism at the time he committed the murders. But those appeals have been denied, and now Ross says he doesn't want to fight his death sentence. Michael Ross's attorney is T.R. Paulding.
He's worried about anything that might stave off his execution. I'm as confident as anybody that the competency exam will show that he is competent. He does not want to prolong the agony and the torture and the feelings that this causes in the victims' families.
In ending his appeals, Michael Ross has effectively forced the hand of those who support the death penalty in Connecticut to go through with the state's first execution in 44 years. The case troubles death penalty opponents who claim Ross is depressed after 23 hours a day of solitary confinement since 1987, and executing him now would amount to state-assisted suicide. Former state prosecutor Michael Lawler is a Democratic lawmaker who opposes capital punishment.
Connecticut is one of the best educated, civilized, wonderful places to live. You know, the kind of state that really shouldn't be executing people, and here we are about to do it. The only reason is because the condemned person wants to take the easy way out, and I'm not sure why we're helping him do that.
Lawler says many of his Democratic and Republican colleagues in the legislature who support capital punishment never actually wanted to be in the position to put a man to death. But one public official who seems ready to carry out an execution is Governor Jody Rell. After a careful review by her legal staff, the governor this week denied a reprieve for Michael Ross that would have delayed his death sentence.
There is no question about his guilt. There is no evidence that is missing or DNA that needs to be tested. As I said before, to uphold the existing laws of Connecticut is to uphold the death penalty.
The last poll on the issue, dating from 2001, showed more than 60% of Connecticut residents support capital punishment. A judge will hold a hearing at the end of this month to determine whether Michael Ross is making a rational decision to give up his appeals. If Ross is ruled competent, he is scheduled to die by lethal injection on January 26th. For NPR News, I'm Av Harris in Hartford.